Hello, and welcome again to the Journey to Holiness audio training session, which is referred to as the J2W Project. I am Dr. Doretha J. Fields, and I am so excited that you've taken the time to become a part of this wonderful spiritual journey that is going to take you into personal wholeness through God's holiness. And so, we're going to begin this week's audio with week 5 that is found on journal page 30. This particular lesson and tip is in our series entitled Building Your Inner Strength. As you look at the trek and the journey that we're going to take toward personal wholeness here in week 5, I would like for you to be encouraged by this anchor of wholeness. It says, adjust your focus to the things you can change. There are some things that you will have to go through, just don't let it go through you. In this anchor, what I am encouraging you to do is to actually take a point in time to deal with emotional resilience. You see, what's going to happen in your life and in mine, there are going to be situations that we are going to have to be confronted with. These situations do not have to become the victories in our life. They can actually be learning lessons, and they can be stepping stones to a greater, more detailed fulfillment in Christ. As we look at the concept of emotional resilience as it lends itself to helping us to focus on the things that you can change, I would like for you to really take a notice as to what the word resilience refers to. You see, resilience is the ability to recover rapidly. It is a property of a material that enables it to regain its original shape after being bent, stretched, or compressed. Well, when we look at this particular definition as it relates to our own personal lives, it is of a truth that there are going to be situations that will come upon us in our life, or there may be past thoughts, past memories, and things that you're going to have to release in order to become full of the glory that God intends for you. You see, wholeness has to do with your ability to actually allow God to provide for you what it takes to be successful. As I looked at this particular anchor of wholeness, I wanted to call your attention, just as your personal study this week, to look at the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. You see, I found in this particular key scripture the secret of peace in God. You see, when you look at peace, peace actually has its origin from the fact that there is a place within us that we have been able to live comfortably without obstruction and without troubling thoughts or disquieting feelings. Well, in a hurry and fast-paced world, it is very easy for us to lose sight of inner peace as well as relational peace. But I would like to encourage you today, from looking at this particular set of scriptures, that there are actually 3 keys to peace. When we look at Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 5 through 7, it tells us the value of actually beginning to not worry about things. You see, worry has a way of replacing doubt in our lives, and once we begin to become so engrossed in worrying about situations, we actually become less of the victors that God intends for us to be. But that is not what our goal this week is going to be. I'd like for you to take a moment to actually identify the kinds of things that have come in your life or that are presently in your life that you began to put too much of an emphasis on, particularly if you can't change them. You see, I believe that there are going to be some things that you and I will have to go through, but I am encouraging you, don't let it go through you. Well, what is the difference? The difference is when you begin to develop resilience, it'll allow you the ability to go through situations and set it into perspective and use the secrets of peace of God to be able to be more than a conqueror. You see, the way to do this is to begin to focus on the things that you can change. invariably we spend a lot of time and energy worrying and fretting over those things that really are not within our control. I always remind people that the fact that there are two things in life that you really can't change, and those two things are time and people. These are God's exclusive creations which can be entrusted back to Him when we encounter them. When I looked at Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 5 through 7, the thing that struck my attention most was the three keys of peace. It is suggesting that first we need to be able to look at prayer as the very first step of getting through troubling situations in our lives. The second thing is supplication, or an honest and a sincere request from God. And then thirdly, to be able to thank God that He's giving us the victory and that yet we are not consumed by these situations. Meanwhile, what happened as we began to look at the situations in our life and to focus on the things that we can change, we've got to understand that the focus now will be in turning the light inward so that we can allow God to bring us the peace, to bring us this resilience that I've talked about, that ability to be able to recover rapidly and to be able to retain your original state of calm even when there are disquieting and very frustrating situations in your life. Why, I know that this is going to take quite a bit of practice for some of you, but the reality is you can begin today making sure that you have the emotional resilience, and that is the key to peace. You see, wholeness is born when we allow God, through our yieldedness, to impregnate us with a peace that we can't even understand. In fact, we will not even be able to determine its origins. We may not be able to even put our finger on why it is that we are so peaceful when it seems that all around us is turbulent. Well, that, my friend, is exactly what this week's lesson is all about. That anchor of knowing that some things that you're going to have to go through, but I caution you not to let those things go through you. You see, life is going to be full of emotional and psychological explosives in our lives, but when you look at a natural bomb, the bomb itself is not a problem as long as it is not detonated. Well, so it is with your life and mine. There may be situations that you and I are going through, but they will not have the ability to shake us because we have learned to put our trust in God and to be able to get this peace that is really going to surpass all of our understanding. The reality is that when you and I get to the point of prayer, thanksgiving, and praise, we can actually turn off those potential emotional explosives in our lives. Well, how do you do that? You'll understand that prayer becomes a shield, and it surrounds any potential explosiveness in our lives. Thanksgiving, in a sense, is the switch that turns off fear. And then finally, peace is the protection from that thing that would have automatically gotten us off track. So this week, I want you to practice diffusing your worries by simply spending time in prayer, and most importantly, look inside of you. Search yourself to see if there is something that you have allowed to go through you. Perhaps you may be harboring hurts or pains or frustrations, maybe even the fact that you're needing to be inner healed. Well, this week, as we concentrate on this anchor of wholeness, I want you to take the time to activate your trust in God and to look at Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. You see, you and I belong to Christ Jesus, and because of that, God will bless you with such peace that you can't even completely understand it. And then, when you and I gain this peace, we are able to then move ahead, and this peace will control the way that we think and feel. And so, this week's practice is for you. to remember to put your life into perspective and always walk in the secret of peace in God. And that is through prayer, through supplication, and of course, thanksgiving. This week is going to be a great week for you. You know, you don't even have to worry about how it happened. Just remember that the scripture declares that God is going to give you and I such a peace that it's going to surpass all of our understanding, and we're not going to really be able to do anything except rejoice in the Lord for that. You're going to gain such emotional resilience. You're going to be able to recover rapidly because inside of you is the ability that God has planted to be able to regain our confidence, our strength, and our trust in Him. And so, thus end our lesson for this week. Focus in on the secret of peace of God. Study in-depthly Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. And always remember that this week, you, as in the future, will have to adjust your focus to the things that you can change. There are indeed going to be things that you will have to go through. Just don't let them go through you. And through God, you can. Through His peace, through His kindness, and through His long-suffering, we are going to have a great journey to wholeness. And so, do you have a friend who could use this emotional and spiritual? Well, why not email them a copy of this audio? You will be blessed, and so will they. In addition, you can download it so that as you get through the week, you can remember the lesson and tips again. And so, encourage your friends to visit www.drdoreetafields.com, and the journey will continue. Stay focused, be whole, be free, and be blessed.